Within the past few decades, the whole philosophy of our founding fathers has been rejected by powerful men who control great areas of our planet. The revolutionary doctrines of our first free society have not, to America's amazement, swept around the world. Rather, we have too often seen the counterattacks of fascism and of communism substitute for them the police state, with suppression of all liberty and free inquiry. We have too often seen education perverted into an instrument for the youth and support of tyranny. Beyond this, these few decades have seen science confer upon man technical processes of colossal destruction. The virtual obliteration of space as a protective shield has brought all of us to the front line of any new war. Amid such alarms and uncertainties, doubters begin to lose faith in themselves, in their country, in their convictions. They begin to fear other people's ideas, every new idea. They begin to talk about censoring the sources and the communication of ideas. They forget that truth is a bulwark of freedom, as suppression of truth is a weapon of dictatorship. We know that when censorship goes beyond the observance of common decency or the protection of the nation's obvious interests, it quickly becomes for us a deadly danger. It means conformity by compulsion in educational institutions. It means a control instead of a free choice. It means the loss of human freedom.